This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our very important study of the differences which obtain between modernism and the Bible itself. Last time we just had gotten into a consideration of the view of modernism of Christ as over against the view of the Bible, and we had pointed out that the Bible teaches that the Word existed in the form of God prior to His becoming flesh. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8 and John chapter 1 verse 14. You recall that John said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John chapter 1 verse 1. The Bible further teaches that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that He was born of a virgin, that He is God, that He is man, that He is perfect in character, a perfect example, so great and wonderful as to be beyond mere human invention. Some crucial passages as regards those points are John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. The Bible also teaches that Christ is our high priest, who even though He was tempted in all points like as we, yet never one time succumbed to temptation, never one time was guilty of sin, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. By the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, He was crucified for the sins of man. He was raised from the dead. After His resurrection, He made appearances to as many as 500 people at once. After a period of some 40 days of making these appearances, and after the giving of the Great Commission to His apostles, He ascended back to heaven and was seated on the throne of David at the right hand of God. This we read in Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 22 on through about verse 39 or 40, and also in the closing portions of the various books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Christ is coming again, and after raising the dead, from the dead, all those who have already died, John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, He will judge all men who have ever lived upon this earth, Matthew chapter 25, verses 33 to 46, and will then make final disposition of mankind. In contrast to the biblical view, in the eyes of the modernist, these affirmations are not true of Jesus Christ at all. The modernists hold that in the Bible there are many sayings and many deeds which are attributed to Jesus, which very likely never happened at all. Now, while it is true that some modernists prize many of the insights which are attributed to Jesus in the New Testament, and regard Him as something of an example or a model, for example, His loyalty, His honesty, His kindness, His gentleness, and so forth, and while He may strive to incorporate some of these attributes into His own life, He, that is, the modernist, holds that the world which Jesus faced was very different from the one which we face today, and the modernist therefore concludes that many of the teachings of Christ must be rejected by 20th century man. The modernist rejects the authority and the lordship of Christ. He rejects His deity. He regards Him as merely human. He rejects the virgin birth. He rejects Christ's miracles of healing and of His miracles over nature. He rejects the actuality of Christ's bodily resurrection from the dead. He does not hold that Christ shed His blood for the sins of the world, nor does he hold that this blood has any power at all to save man. The modernist thus rejects the very idea of any finality in religion and rejects Jesus Christ as having brought finality to religion. But friends, we must reject the modernistic view if indeed we are to be true followers of Christ. Christ is the Son of God. He existed as the Word before He became flesh. Notice the very crucial passage. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This makes clear that He was face to face with God the Father. He is not identical with the Father. He is one of the persons of the one Godhead, but He is not identical with the Father. And so we see, not only modern cultist doctrines are false, made clear by this passage, but also the modernistic view which rejects His deity. Please do be with us next time as we continue our important study of modernism versus the Bible.